Fire Song by William Nicholson. Read by Samuel West. Prologue. Bounce on Jumper. Albard lay undiscovered among the ruins for 3 days and nights. All this time he remained in a half-sleep, a waking dream, too weak to move or call out. He saw the sun pass overhead, and then the stars. He grew cold, and colder. The flesh dwindled on his great body as he starved. He knew he was dying, and knew there was nothing he could do now to save himself, nor did he wish to. He was only puzzled that it was taking so long, and a little afraid about what would happen in that mysterious final moment when the dying, which is, after all, a kind of living, came to an end. So at last he composed his mind, and prepared himself to sing the song all singer people sing at the end, for the release of their spirit. Unlike most of the singer people's songs, this one had words. Albard's lips did not move. No sound came from him. But in his mind he sang, "Joy of my days, let me go. Days of my life, let me go. Life of my heart, let me go, let me go, let me go far away." His own voice sounded sweet to him and peaceful, and he thought he would sleep soon. The pain was all gone, and the ruined city around him was silent. He had no idea what time of day it was anymore, or what time of year. It was for him the end time. Heart of